Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The fundamental shift in U.S.-Cuba relations announced by President Barack Obama this week is overwhelmingly supported by Cubans hopeful for an end to the economic embargo in place for half a century. Let's gauge American reaction with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, let's give the president credit for, in this case, not shying away from a most politically charged issue.
It is indeed politically charged in the sense that Republicans and Democrats have significantly different views on it based on our polling. But overall, we've just reviewed everything we know about American opinion about restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba, and it is in majority territory positive. We and other people had polled a lot about it through 2009 and found majority support. Then nobody was doing much about it. But I found two polls this year that were conducted earlier this year by the Atlantic Council and by the New York Times, and both of them continued to find majority support overall for the U.S. restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba. So I do think if you look at the public as a whole, the president's announcement does comport, as it were, with public opinion.
Review once again the rift between Democrats and Republicans regarding this aspect of our foreign policy.
Oh, it is significant when we look at our data on the idea of restoring diplomatic relations. Democrats are much more positive than Republicans, and that carries through to views of the country as a whole. We every year, and we've talked about it a lot, ask Americans to rate their impressions of a whole list of countries, and Cuba as a whole comes in kind of in the middle at about 38% favorable opinion. But there is more of a difference in Democrats' and Republicans' views of Cuba as a country than any other country we test. A 17-point gap between the favorable rating among Democrats and the favorable rating among Republicans, which shows you right there that Cuba is an issue, like so many others in American society today, which has a real partisan angle to it.
Frank, as the year draws to a close, let's review what Americans assess to be the most important issues, if not problems, they face these days.
We update that every month, and Dave, I would say two important things to note in our December update of the most important problem facing the country. Number one, racism and race issues has jumped up from almost nowhere to 13% of all mentions, and that ties it now with the economy as the second most frequently mentioned problem. Number one is dysfunctional government at 15%, but again, the economy and racism are now the second most frequently mentioned problem. Below that are jobs and then immigration. Now, this is not unprecedented. I'll look back in history. Back in 1992, when the verdict came down in the Rodney King case in Los Angeles, we also had a big jump, a similar jump in the percent of Americans who said race was the biggest problem facing the country, and then it dropped back down again. So we'll see how long this lasts. But at the time we did this interviewing, which was about a week ago, quite a few Americans spontaneously said that race was a big issue facing our country.
And as you cite 1992, again, there are a lot of visuals around this issue with the continuing die-in protests around the country.
That's right. This has been an issue where it continues to be in the news. Again, we'll see. We'll next update this in January, and we'll see how the American public is reacting at that point. There's also an interesting historical angle. I looked way back in the 1960s, and at one point we had over half of Americans who said that race and race issues were the most important problem facing the country, and that was back in 1963, 1964, at the time that Lyndon Johnson, when he became president, pushed through, of course, the very historic Civil Rights Act.
Frank, I understand Gallup's out with their annual poll regarding honesty and ethics throughout professions.
That's right. And again, nurses are at the top of the list. So any nurses listening to this, congratulations. For a number of years now, when we have Americans rate the professions, nurses have come out on top, an 80% honesty and ethics rating. That's great. This will probably make nurses happy to know that that's significantly above doctors and pharmacists, who are second, but they're down in the 60% range. So nurses beat out the other medical professionals on that list. The biggest change we see now looking between this year and last year is police officers. We rate those every year, and we've had a 6-point drop from last year to this year in the perceived honesty and ethics ratings of police officers, from 54 to 48%. But that's totally driven, and this is important, totally driven by a big drop among non-whites in our poll. In fact, the perception of the honesty and ethics of police officers is up a point among whites in this country, but it dropped 22 points among non-whites last year to this year, and that drove down the overall average. So this is still another of the many pieces of polling data and evidence we have showing that there are significant racial divides in this country in the way that the justice system and that the police and police officers are viewed by races in this country.
Now walk us down to the basement in that honesty and ethics polling rating.
It's a battle between car salesmen and members of Congress. Not a surprise. Now, that doesn't mean that there are not honest car salesmen and honest members of Congress, but taken as a group, they battle each year for the low ranking, and this year members of Congress went out, so to speak. That is, they're dead last. 7% of Americans rate the honesty and ethics of members of Congress is high or very high. 8% car salesmen, so car salesmen slightly higher. And again, by comparison, let me remind you that 80% rate the honesty and ethics of nurses as high. So you see the huge gulf there between members of Congress and the professions that are rated very highly.
I wonder if the pleasing prices at the pump have anything to do with car salesmen ascending from the bottom.
Well, they didn't ascend very much. You know, they're up 1 point above members of Congress, but car sales are up. So maybe overall, the image of car salesmen will improve as well.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.